Today's mystery guest, please.
Chris, I'm about to reveal today's mystery guest, after which you'll be required to conduct an interesting, stimulating, and if it calls for it, humorous three-minute interview without any prior knowledge of the subject. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you, Vess.
On yesterday's show, we heard how so many famous people also had an imagination for invention. For example, Margaret Thatcher invented soft scoop ice cream. But how did she go about patenting it? Today's mystery guest can simplify the patenting process. If you've got an idea that's been bubbling away, she can explain what to do with it. Please welcome Patent Administrator Della Williams.
All right, Della. Sharing the same job as Einstein ended his life doing, I understand. Good morning, Della.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, coming up with an invention, useful or not, in many ways, it's the first steps up a blind alley, isn't it? Because you can't really do much with them unless you get them produced. And manufacturers, what they then tend to do is sort of give you like half of a percent down the line, and you don't make any money anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that is right to a certain extent. It depends really whether you license the product or whether you manufacture it. If you license it to a company, yeah, they'll manufacture and you get quite a small percentage, whereas if you manufacture yourself, you will ultimately take more of the profit.
OK, and the famous example of that in recent years was the Clockwork Radio, I seem to remember. But what do you do? OK, so we come up with something genius. We go, oh, my goodness me, this is it. This is my house in the south of France. This is my own space rocket here. What do I do next?
Yeah, first thing is do some research, you know, have a look at what's already out there. One of the first things I advise is do a patent search, you know, see if someone's already protected the idea and what you can do. Do some design work then, design the product, work out the best function for it, and then protect it.
All right, OK. And this process, it's simple, it's easy to do, yeah?
It can be quite simple, yeah. I mean, things like the internet has been so helpful now because you can research so much, you can find suppliers, you can find manufacturers. So it can be quite easy to do. Speaking to companies can be slightly harder.
All right, OK. And what about this process that you often hear about posting it to yourself in a sealed envelope and then putting it in a safe deposit box?
I mean, unfortunately, the only thing that stands in court is something like a patent or a registered design, which is why we always advise people to go down that route. That's the most secure route.
OK, and how many are there at the moment? How many things are patented in the world or in Britain?
I think there's actually over 80 million now, so, yeah, massive amount.
Any interesting ones recently?
We see quite a lot of very interesting, quirky ideas here at Innovate, but one of the most recent I saw when I was researching, which really made me laugh, was a cowboy hat for a dog. So it had two slits in it for the dog's ears to go through for it to sit on a dog's head. So you see some really quirky, fun things in this job.
But that's hardly an invention, is it?
I know, but you'd be amazed what people predict and what's very successful.
All right, no, of course I would. I don't mean to pour scorn on it. Listen, thanks so much for being on the programme.
That's okay.
Cheers, that's Administrator from Innovate, Della Williams.